share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. With trials relating to the 1MDB fund currently being held in both the US and Malaysia, there have been a number of revelations. A lot of it is linked to former Prime Minister Datuk Seri Najib Razak's alleged involvement in the misappropriation of the fund. Just today, the 2nd of March, Najib found himself as the center of attention in Parliament when he stated that not a single sen of public funds have been used to repay 1MDB debts. In today's parliamentary session, Najib says that the government has failed to repay much of the 1MDB debts and that the government should not blame the country's financial situation on the 1MDB debt. He said that this is because various entities, including Goldman Sachs, audit firms KPMG and Deloitte, Ambank and the U.S. Department of Justice, DOJ, had returned 1MDB funds totaling $23 billion to Malaysia. Let's not give the excuse that the 1MDB debt has damaged the country's finances. The fact is not a single senator has been used in repaying the principal amount of 1MDB fund in 2018. In 2018, the 1MDB debt stood at $32 billion, and it remained the same from 2019 to 2021. So, it is not correct to suggest that the people have to pay or bear the 1MDB debts. He added, Najib also mentioned that, we received $16 billion, settlement, from Goldman Sachs. His comments drew backlash from other MPs. Najib's speech was interrupted by other members of parliament whom criticized him. For his alleged involvement in the country's debt, Shah Alam MP Khalid Abdul Samad responded by telling him that the reason why Goldman Sachs offered the settlement was because of their involvement. Why did Goldman Sachs pay up? Because they lied, and they're part of it as well. You think that they're giving the money for free? When Najib mentioned that they are disrupting his from finishing his speech, Khalid said, you have disrupted the country much more than we are disrupting you. The effect that you have had on the country and the economy is devastating. Meanwhile, Jelutong MP RSN Rayer sarcastically asked Najib whether or not he knows who Joe Lowe is. I want to ask on behalf of the racket. You stole the people's money, exclaimed Rayer, who was later ejected from the session for continuously interrupting Najib's speech. Netizens also criticized Najib for his statement. On social media, Malaysians were quick to condemn Najib for his statements. That's right, it's your greed that destroyed the country's economy, commented one user. Another said, you're the one that caused the debt, so you're the one that has to pay. Watch his commotion below. What do you think of his statement? Let us know in the comments. Also read, Najib clarifies his children weren't offered jobs at Goldman and daughter says she was only an intern at TPG. Source. The Round Table Source. YouTube Source. Twitter Source. Twitter Source. Twitter. Share Tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.